You know, the single-family home rental business was strong anyway, but gee, during the pandemic, it seems like it's just taken off. Everybody wants more space and wants to get out of apartments and have a big home office. And this really is great news, I would guess, for Dallas-based Invitation Homes, which is the country's largest rental homeowner. They've already got 80,000 homes, and they're about to get a lot more of it, maybe $1 billion worth. Dallas Tatters, the president and CEO of Invitation Homes, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. It's great to be back.
So, I mean, like I say, the trend was strong anyway. I mean, you all had sort of carved out a niche, but how much is business up now that people are deciding they're going to work from home?
Well, you're certainly right. The tailwinds that have kind of come from the pandemic in terms of pushing some of that, you know, the suburbs and wanting more space and home office, like you mentioned, we've certainly seen some of that tailwind. I think the underlying fundamentals, though, are as good as they've ever been for our business, and that's for a couple of reasons. One, you just don't have enough supply in the country generally. We're probably undersupplied by about 1.5 million units nationally, and the second piece of it is that people also want choice, right? To your point, they want yards and garages, and some people want to be down payment light. So for our business, our occupancy and the demand that we felt has continued to accelerate year over year, but it's certainly had a little bit more of a tailwind. Yeah. With people looking to get out of the cities.
But of course you have to go, I mean, you're not building these. I mean, you have to go out and compete with other people who want to buy single family homes. So is that where this new deal that you've got with Rockport comes in?
No, you're absolutely right. Like we're an active buyer, just like anyone else would be of homes. And we look through a variety of reasons. About 10% of what we buy today will come from home builders. And we work with different, you know, both public and private and boutique operators in different parts of the country. The Rockpoint opportunity is really one that we looked at and felt like it was a good strategic hedge. You know, there's public market volatility, just given the nature of what's been going on in the world this year, the elections and everything else. And we wanted to make sure that we were in a position where we could invest our own capital, but also have some flexibility if, you know, the public markets aren't available to you, because we certainly see an opportunity for growth right now. So Rockpoint is really a strategic partner. It'll give us some added flexibility and a bit more dry powder to continue to grow our business.
Well, I've seen various numbers. The deal is, what, $375 million in a joint venture, but I guess with leverage that can become like $1 billion?
Yeah, it'll be a little over $1 billion probably when it's all said and done. I think the important thing when you're finding partners that are, you know, outside of just investing your own capital is, are they a good cultural fit? And Rockpoint for us is great cultural fit. Gives us absolute flexibility to continue to invest on our own balance sheet and do things to grow, you know, our own portfolio, but allows us also to pick up some incremental growth in markets where maybe we already have enough exposure on balance sheet. So, you know, in markets like Atlanta, where we have, you know, 12,000 homes, we certainly see opportunities to invest in Atlanta, but that's a perfect opportunity for the JV. But we look for, you know, a partner that is like-minded, that is long on the space like we are, and ultimately will let us run our business. So it was just a nice fit, candidly.
Yeah, I mean, yours is an interesting company. I've learned so much in talking to you here over the period of time that you've been coming on the show, because you're not just an absentee landlord. I mean, you're really hands-on. I mean, you're collecting rent, but you're also doing, you know, sort of ongoing maintenance, and you pretty well stay in touch with your tenants, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. We're high touch at the end of the day. We're going to be in that home every 6 months. We're going to work with our residents to make sure that we're meeting their needs. And we're also going to provide additional opportunities for them and services that make the experience better.
Tell me where you're interested right now. What are the hot spots? Where are you going to buy homes?
Well, we're typically the smile markets, as we've talked about in the past. So coastal, you know, southwest, southeast, parts of Florida, Carolinas. We love, you know, really all these markets. They're high household formation. You know, Dallas, which is a market that we were fortunate enough to pick up in our Colony American merger in 2017, you know, this is a market we're continually investing in. We actually, you know, closed on a little transaction this week that will, you know, put another 275 homes into our portfolio here. We'll grow that, you know, footprint by 7 or 8%. And these are markets that we want to continue to build scale in and provide quality housing and that high touch experience that a lot of people want.
Do you want to get into the East Coast? Because that's one of the areas where I've heard so much about people wanting to, you know, get away from the city and the cluster, and they're looking for houses outside of New York City and out of Boston and other places.
We want to be in markets that are household formation friendly, meaning you have, you know, for the most part, fairly affordable housing, high job growth, good wage growth, and you're seeing, you know, families kind of grow and develop and kind of, you know, sprout out in some of these locations. Those are typically synonymous with like the Phoenixes, the Dallases, the Atlantas, the, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina, and all the markets in Florida. People want warm weather too, right? At the end of the day, you know, lifestyle matters, healthy lifestyles matter to people, and the sunshine sure helps. So you're seeing, you know, it's interesting. If you look at our country, you're seeing the population, the average population is moving a foot south every day. So people are just generally gravitating. I mean, you hear, you know, here in Dallas, David, I mean, the formation of, you know, jobs and headquarters and wage growth has been on a record pace really for the last 20 years in the DFW area. One of the reasons we put our headquarters here, great place to live, great place to work. You can find great people that want to work in your company. So those are the kind of markets that we're going to continue to invest in that, you know, provide a really healthy risk-adjusted return profile.
So your renters, are they, would they otherwise be first-time home buyers? I mean, these are their first experience in a single-family home, and eventually they're going to move out and buy their own place?
You know, the average – I'll tell you a little bit about our customer. The average customer is about 39 years old. Typically, you've got, you know, two household earners living there. And, you know, say combined income of a little over $100,000, $110,000. And what's funny is they kind of fall into three categories. The first is – you have some people that just need to rent, they can't afford to buy, and that's about a third of our clientele. The other third are people that are having some sort of a transition moment in life, either a new job, marriage, you know, whatever, schools, they want to change, they want to try a new area. We call those transitionary. That's about another third. And then about a third of our customers are actually preferential, meaning they can absolutely own if they wanted to. And I guess the same could be said for transitioning folks, but they choose to lease. They like the flexible lifestyle. They like that they're down payment light. They're not tying up $50,000 in a down payment. And it's funny, I think more and more people are choosing this. And as you think about that millennial cohort of folks that are between the ages of 20 and 35, there's 65 million people in that category. They're all coming our way. They believe in a lot of these same decisions. They want to be mobile. They want to do things that are flexible. And so I think our business is set up really well,
you know, that
to capture some of that natural.
That last benefit. Third is really intriguing because I have heard from a lot of people who want to live in a high rise or apartment or whatever, and they say, yeah, you know, I'd love to have a yard and everything else, but gee whiz, I don't want to have to worry about the water heater going out and, you know, what about the HVAC and all that kind of stuff. And I guess that's not something you have to worry about when we take
care of that. You're right. We are in charge of all the heavy mechanicals and anything that goes on, you know, in the bones of that home. And people like that, to your point. And there's been a little bit of a psyche shift, I think, with, you know, people saying, hey, and you know, what's been funny is boomers, believe it or not, second homeowners that maybe own in a part of the country, but they want to spend their winters somewhere warmer. We're seeing a lot of boomers lease from us as well.
So how long is it going to take you to spend $1 billion?
That's the billion-dollar question, right? No. I mean, look, we've said publicly we're growing between, you know, $200-$250 million a quarter right now. We'd certainly like to go faster if we found the right opportunities. But as you mentioned earlier in the show, you know, housing supply is tight and we're pretty disciplined. So, you know, we'll be flexible if we see the right opportunities, but, you know, it'll, you know, we'll probably run at a run rate of about $1 billion a year in terms of how we're investing, and obviously like to go faster, but we'll see if those opportunities present themselves.
Wow. Okay. And also I understand congratulations are in order. You are not going to have to change the address on your stationery or business cards for some time to come, right?
Oh, you're talking about our home office downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We like being downtown. We've enjoyed being in that footprint. We hope that, you know, post pandemic, some of the, you know, the life and the vibrancy of downtown comes back. I think it will slowly, but we've extended for a few years just to make sure that we, you know, are thinking about things in the long term. So, you know, we're always making decisions early. We don't ever want to make decisions last minute.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun to watch you spend $1 billion. and by the way, in advance, the economy thanks you very much for that, too.
We're doing our part. I appreciate you saying that.
Dallas Tanner is president and CEO of Invitation Homes. It's always good to spend some time with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for more of our conversation with Mr. Tatter. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.